Owners of two derelict sites in Todmorden are taking action to tidy them up after Section 125 notices were served on them. Two of Todmorden's derelict eyesore sites have begun to be cleared after joint action taken by Calderdale Council and Todmorden Development Board. Land on Halifax Road next to Todmorden Health Centre and the Asda-owned old Abraham Ormeroyd building on Burnley Road have become unsightly and overgrown after years of neglect. Despite requests to the owner of the Halifax Road site, the land has not been cleared, and the council has now served a Section 215 notice to the landlord. This legal power allows the council to force landowners to clear land which has become so untidy that it is damaging the appearance of the local area. The owners of the site have agreed to install and repair fencing around the boundary of the land in June, and screening fencing has started to appear. Council officers, at the request of members of the Todmorden Development Board, have also held meetings with Asda about the Abraham Ormerod building on Burnley Road. Asda has agreed to secure the site, clear the vegetation and improve the appearance of the area, including demolishing the existing buildings to ground level. The council will continue to work with Asda on plans for the redevelopment of the site. Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Economic Development, Councillor Barry Collins, said, "I'm delighted that progress has finally been made at both of these locations. We've received many complaints from members of the public, as these neglected sites in Todmorden are an eyesore and a real blight on the town. These are large areas of land in the heart of the community, and they have great potential, and I'm sure that their redevelopment in time will provide a welcome boost to our local economy." Todmorden Development Board Chair, Councillor Jane Booth, said, "It's fantastic to see that positive action is now being taken to tackle these problem sites. We are proud of Todmorden and working closely with the council to make sure it continues to be a great place to live and visit." Chair of Todmorden Pride, Simon Brearley, said they were backing the drive to keep the pressure on site owners. "We're fed up at site owners abandoning the sites. They are no longer doing that, and we are fairly confident that Asda will now progress and are talking to Incredible Edible Todmorden to look into placing some planting beds there, which can only be a positive thing. At Halifax Road, they're doing the minimum, but we will keep the pressure on the council so it's not a minor change." An Asda spokesman confirmed changes were underway. "We're currently progressing with the demolition consent for the site, and as a result, a number of surveys have been undertaken to inform the application process. Others agreed it was good news action was finally being taken." Councillor Janet Batty said about Halifax Road, "At least now they are putting a solid fence around the site so that passers-by won't see the piles of rubble. We'll have to wait and see what it looks like, but this is a good start. Of course, what we want to see is this important site put to good use. The original plan was to have offices at the front and townhouses at the back. Perhaps the improvement in the national economy will make a realistic option again." Todmorden Ward Councillor Susan Press said the Todmorden Development Board has made it a priority to ensure that derelict sites in the town are dealt with as soon as possible. "It's good news that the owner of this gateway site on Halifax Road has listened to us and is taking steps to stop it being an eyesore.